Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
What's coming up now, Maggie?
We've got two lovely ladies who've come in here from the Cat Centre, and they are Jo and Mel. Good afternoon, Jo and Mel.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Lovely to see you. A lovely jumper there with a big cat on it.
Thank you.
And we've got sparkly things over there.
Reindeer.
Oh, Christmassy reindeer.
Right. We've got lots of Christmassy stuff going on.
I know.
So what's going on up at the Isle of Wight Cat Centre then?
Well, we've just had our Christmas fair on Sunday.
Right.
Thank you to everyone for coming. And we at the present moment have got a Christmas raffle running, which you can actually do online. So you can actually.
I've done that.
You've done it as well.
I'm waiting to win.
So our raffle's carrying on. What's the actual final date, Jo?
We have to close it 2 days before we draw it. So it's closing on December the 13th.
Right.
And we are drawing it live on Facebook on the Sunday the 15th of December. So we have 10 days to get it before Christmas.
Right, okay.
And it's definitely worth entering. It's only £2 a ticket. And you can win the first prize is a big hamper with a £50 voucher for the Duck Restaurant in Ryde.
All right.
So that's really good. And five other food hampers as well.
Lovely.
Oh, food-based raffle. We can't go wrong with that.
No.
But, and that's to raise essential funds to keep your cats in the manner they've become accustomed to be honest.
Well, they'd like to become accustomed to.
Yes. Yeah, we're always trying to fundraise to get some money in to help with the kitty.
Absolutely, yes. So it must cost quite a bit to run the place.
Yes, it does. It's a substantial amount of money, but very kind donators all over the place are always sort of like donating to help keep the centre running. Mm-hmm. And obviously when people adopt from us, they make an adoption fee towards the cats, which
obviously
is helpful too. Thank
but it's
you.
Not just that, is it? It's the running, the electricity, the heating, all the stuff the cats have to cuddle up in, and the food and everything else. Treatments.
Indeed.
And
food comes in via the food banks all around the Isle of Wight.
That's
and the various shops.
Yeah.
And the local Isle of Wight people donate, and they basically feed our cats. So thank you very much to them.
Good. So you do spaying, and well, not you personally, but the cats are spayed, aren't they, and vaccinated, and that all costs money.
Yeah, absolutely. All our cats are neutered before they leave. They all have a vaccination. They're all microchipped because that's law now.
Yep.
So, and they come with 4 weeks free pet insurance. So everything's done for the new owner, including the health check, treated for fleas and worms. If they need a dental, they'll have that done. So we do as much as we can to before the cats are homed.
Yeah. Can't be bad, can it?
What you got some up there that are ready to be adopted now?
Yes, we've got quite a few cats. We do have some long stay cats.
Yes.
They've been in care for quite some time now.
I think when Mark came in, he said there was O'Malley, but he's now been adopted, has he?
Yes, that's wonderful news. And thank you to your support. We've homed O'Malley, and we've homed Astro, who we also advertised
brilliant.
With you.
So
sorry,
who else
sorry
have you got
to interrupt
there?
You.
Who else
no,
have you got
sorry.
Then up there?
Well, at the moment, we have Mavis, who's a wonderful 9-year-old, lively black female. She's been in care 172 days now. Been overlooked by the general public and maybe misunderstood by her personality, because she does love to play, and obviously it can be misinterpreted as
attached,
shown a bit of hunting, aggression and things like that. And she doesn't mean anything by it. So we have Mavis, and we also have Maisie. She's 8 years old. She's been in over 80 days now. So there's just a couple to give you examples who are looking for homes. Thank you.
Well, the answer to the play thing is string. String always seems to fix the problem.
Yes.
Just throw
I want
a
to
string,
play string.
Well, that's got, I mean,
Alicia's got a question.
Well, come on, so listen.
So this happened last night with Zay. So I don't know why cats do it, but he was like sitting on the table, and then there was this bag that was on the table, and he decided to just jump in it. I don't know why they do that. Do you know why they do that?
Because it's there. Just because it's there.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's just because it's new, something different. They've got to explore it. But jumping on it, maybe it was playing a game.
Pounce. Hunting. Bit of hunting going on there, I think.
Also, if it makes a noise, they tend to like to jump into things that make
crinkly
a noise.
Noises, yeah.
Which brings us on to Christmas.
Yes.
Ooh. And self-protecting your feline friends.
Yes.
Go on.
So just a few little bits of advice to share with your public viewing people. Yep. Okay, so be careful at Christmas. Tinsel can be quite dangerous to cats.
Yep.
Obviously, glass baubles, maybe put them higher on your Christmas tree. And please don't forget to switch off your electric lights, just in case you have got cats that gravitate towards electricity and sockets and like to chew cables.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the other thing to mention is festive plants, because we have the wonderful, and I'm not sure how to pronounce this, but the poinsettia is pretty poisonous to pussycats. So as much as they're beautiful for the vibrant colours and they're obviously beautiful gifts to give to people.
It doesn't give people much either if you touch it.
Cause it's got a funny feel to it. So yes, just another couple of things to mention.
Yeah, and mistletoe, holly, ivy and Christmas roses. So
yeah,
bit of a shame.
Fine, yeah.
And definitely chocolate. Yeah. It poisons to dogs and cats.
Yeah, no, not good for dogs or cats.
And what do you call it? Do you put in your...
What, fruit?
Ice thing.
Oh, antifreeze.
Antifreeze is very bad for them.
Antifreeze,
It's got a sweet smell to it.
If it's left on your car, they can lick it.
Can draw them. Then this time of year, people, you know, very good. That's definitely, be careful if you're changing your antifreeze, because any of those drips could be
lethal. The other thing was dried fruit, wasn't it? It was another one that's not a good idea, like in cakes and things. Apparently, but the chances of our cat getting anywhere near a cake is quite slim.
It's a funny one, because some cats do like cake. I witnessed that the other day with a birthday cake. The cat was very into the cake, but luckily no fruit in that
one. Ours is not interested in cake particularly.
No.
He's a bit of a grazer, our one, so he doesn't tend
not
to go for
much. Not over keen on tidbits, really, is he?
No. But anyway, so yeah, there's lots of stuff that you'd have normally around the house at Christmas.
And
keep it out of the reach of your animals.
Also, another thing I just thought of, which is quite important, is that what do we all do at Christmas? We indulge more in food.
Yep.
And we may be saying to ourselves, oh, Kitty loves a bit more turkey, Kitty might like this, that and the other. If you do get upset tummies afterwards, change of diet, it could be that.
Absolutely.
Yes, indeed, yes.
The best thing to do is, if you're getting a cat, your cat a present for Christmas, get one that's designed for the cat.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what we're you've got a range of those available in your shop.
Yes, definitely. And also, don't forget, if you're wrapping your presents and putting them under the tree, if you put kitties under the tree with catnip in, it could be gone before Christmas morning.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
We gave our cat catnip once, never again.
Do that
we went
again.
Completely bonkers for 2 hours.
So if you're going to buy a cat a present, and there's no reason why you shouldn't, don't worry about what people think, just buy a cat a present, but buy one for a cat.
Yes.
Don't buy a human present for a cat.
Don't humanise.
We're going to do that. Yeah. We're going to just get him like a bag of treats.
Don't tell him.
Yeah.
Hopefully
so
not
we
listening.
Are still homing at the moment, just to let general public know. Our cut-off date really is the 16th of December. Mm-hmm. Just if anyone is still looking to adopt, we don't home obviously over the days of Christmas, but we will be homing up to that time.
Okay.
Because cats aren't just for Christmas, are they?
They're for life.
And when will you be resuming that after the Christmas break?
As soon as we open again, which I expect is probably the 2nd of January.
2nd of January, that'll be a Thursday.
Won't you, there'll be people in looking after the cats in between, won't there?
Joe and I will be there Christmas morning with Christmas stockings for cats too, won't
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
Of course.
It's
of
lovely
course.
On Christmas
it's
morning.
Wonderful.
And sing some carols to the cats as well.
Definitely sing to them.
Good. So,
do cats sing back? Sorry.
Sometimes, especially before breakfast, they have the quite a few meows going.
If people are interested in looking at what cats you've got that they might want to take on, for goodness sake, if you want to take on an older cat, it's a brilliant idea, because you don't have all that they're going to destroy the curtains bit going on, as you do with kittens. And you might get a cat that just wants to sit around on your lap for a while, which is fun. So how do people get in touch with you?
Well, Saturday and Sunday we have a walk-in, which is 1 o'clock to 3 p.m.
This weekend,
just they can walk in between 1 and 3 p.m. and we'll ask you to fill in one of our home finder questionnaires, which tells us a little bit about you to help match and support you for finding a cat. You can go on our website, which is obviously the Isle of Wight Cat Centre website, and there are some cats on there which can apply online.
Okay. So, just to reassure your dead, Liz, you're not filling in the form right now, are you?
No, he won't. And sadly, he will not let me. I'd love to get another cat, but...
Actually, she is filling in the form.
So, Isle of Wight Cat Centre, on the website, you can look at the cats. They've got some photos of them on that.
Yes, there will be more going on tomorrow as well.
And on your website. But, yes, go in. What are the times again, Saturday and Sunday?
1 till 3 p.m.
1 till 3, Saturday and Sunday. It's up in Ryde, the Cats Protection Place in Ryde. Sorry, the Isle of Wight Cat Centre. I still call it Cats Protection, but I know.
Well, we are Cats Protection.
We are Cats Protection still.
Can people ring you, or do you prefer them not to?
They can ring us during the day on 03000 120251 between 10 and 12 in the morning and between 1 and 4 in the afternoon.
Right.
The only day we don't pick up is on a Tuesday, but if it's an emergency, we will phone you back.
Yeah,
okay. But say between 1 and 3 on Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Yes.
Go and have a look. You might come home with a furry Christmas present. You never know.
How lovely!
Yes,
wonderful.
Thank you very much. Thank you for all you do for our furry friends up there.
And thank you for having us in. It's
no
marvellous.
Problem at all. Pleasure. We will see you in the new year, no doubt.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, and we wish you and all the cats. Well, hopefully there'll be no cats left by Christmas.
Yes, that'd be perfect.
Then you won't have to go in on Christmas Day.
She wants to go in on Christmas.
I know. If it wasn't any cats, they'd just bring one in just to sing to it.
Yeah.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.